Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon.
Yay.
Yeah. And I wanted to get to that part of the song because just sitting around and complaining about it. Because Jesse, that to me really seems like the Wisconsin GOP's stance on a lot of these issues.
Well, it's not just Wisconsin. I mean,
yeah, true.
You know, 30 or 40 years ago, I could say, if you're a Republican, okay, we can disagree about, you know, tax policy, and you might have a difference on some cultural issues. But today, and I think the pandemic really hones us in, because they used to be hammering away on personal responsibility. Well, right now, that obviously means getting vaccinated, right?
Or at the very minimum, wearing a mask.
Right, at the very minimum. And
very minimum.
The Republican Party, writ large, doesn't stand for anything anymore except for kneeling to Trump, owning the libs, and power for power's sake, right? So it's not just that they're making bad faith arguments, it's that they don't believe in anything anymore. And what's
worse, just contrarians. It's not that they don't believe in anything. They believe that they just need to be
anti what you are. Yeah,
it's
no,
just
but
contrary
I mean, stand for something or fall for anything.
Right.
They stand for nothing themselves.
Right.
And the problem is that they've actually caused most of the systemic problems that our society faces. And for them to gripe and kvetch about how Democrats go about trying to fix the problems they made is very much like an arsonist showing up to the scene of the crime and tapping a firefighter on the shoulder and be like, faster. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're doing that wrong.
Yeah.
And too slow.
And I don't know who set this fire, but whoever did.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever did.
That guy stinks.
I don't know.
Yeah. Essentially, yes. I believe that is a great comparison. The fact that they are more of the arsonists than the firefighters in this instance, because, you know, we had a statewide mask mandate. We had statewide safer at home orders. We had the things that we could use to address this pandemic. And rather than try to work with Governor Tony Evers here in the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature said, no, we're going to sue you. And if you try to do anything to mitigate this pandemic, we're going to sue it. And all those efforts are going to stop because rather than actually address the pandemic, we can't let you
don't
win.
Don't use that bucket of water to put
right.
the fire out.
Right.
No. Well, which bucket? I don't know. Just not that
Find
one.
Find a bucket. Just not that
just
one.
Not that one.
No, that one. You can't make me throw that bucket at the fire
That's
either.
Right. Hand it to me. No.
No. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, the situation that we're sitting in. And one of the headlines I got from the Wisconsin State Journal, we got more than 4,100 cases of COVID-19 confirmed over the long holiday weekend, this most recent holiday weekend, New Year's weekend, here in Dane County. So 4,100 cases. The county set a record last week, Jesse, in between Christmas and New Year's, for 751 cases, I believe was the record that the county reported in any single day. And we just turned around and cranked out 4,100 of them over the long holiday weekend.
And, you know, both Evers and Biden have done so many other good things in their tenures, but it's impossible to ignore that in this sense, on certain aspects of COVID, yes, they've had their hands tied in a lot of aspects unnecessarily, but there are things that could have been done. I mean, Biden coming in, you know, it was essential to his platform. He could have used the Defense Procurement Act to retrofit and still, you know, keep it in the private sector with government contracts, but retrofit factories to make N95 and KN95s everywhere. They should be flowing like manna from heaven right now.
You should be able to find them easy, like tissues, like tissues and toilet paper. Should be KN95 masks should be everywhere.
They should be
everywhere.
Free to businesses so that you could just grab one on your way in if you didn't have
right,
one.
Right, if you, by for whatever reason, forgot one.
So that is on them. I can kvetch about how they're putting the fire out because I didn't light it, and I've been trying to put it out since.
Right,
are saying, hey, there's a guy lighting a fire over there. So, you know, I'm not on the hook.
I've been screaming and pulling my hair out about that stuff, Jesse. So,
right.
Yes.
And Evers, I think, you know, you need to call out the National Guard and get drive-through test sites open. Again, now, yesterday, I'm begging you, Tony Evers, if you're listening, do this. Come on, chop chop, man.
Yeah, and well, I mean, the governor's called in FEMA, too. He's trying to use the resources. I appreciate the information and the different COVID-19 stimulus funds that Evers has been directing across the state. It's not easy. I wish that he had a partner in the Wisconsin legislature so that they could actually like divvy these things up and work on them. But Republicans are sitting around on their hands complaining and saying, no, don't address this pandemic in any way unless it's personal responsibility, but it's everybody's individual choice, and we're not going to recommend you to personally go wear a mask and get vaccinated. I did it. It's good for me. Robin Voss is vaccinated. That's what, like, he got COVID and didn't tell anybody.
And it's, you know, this just goes, this is proof positive that Republicans deal in bad faith, is because they always like to go back and say, well, what would the founding fathers do? Now, the founding fathers were not monolithic. They disagreed about all kinds of stuff. And the great thing about them is that they were, most of them, prolific writers. So if there was some public debate back in the founding fathers era about either quarantines or
it's hilarious that you bring that up.
There would have been something in writing, and there
George
isn't
Washington,
because they all agreed on it.
George exactly. Washington yes. mandated vaccines against smallpox.
Well, they didn't have vaccines,
in the
but it was inoculations.
Yeah, inoculations.
It was weird. I mean, it was like, you know, what's in this vaccine? Well, I don't know. They would take
saying.
A smallpox like sore and like rub it like, all right, cut you open. Come
just
on
rub
over here.
With
soldier.
Penicillin and then sure. you know, inject it. Yeah.
In 1793, a bad yellow fever outbreak in Philadelphia caused the entire city to be under absolute draconian quarantine.
Yeah.
There was no debate about if that was okay or not. No. So the founding fathers did agree on one thing, and that was public health is a paramount function of government. End of story.
End of story. And I wish that we had the Republican Party that could at least agree and say, yes, let's, for the sake of public health, we're not going to complain about schools shutting
nice.
Down. We're going to try to get the resources and make sure the teachers are not all out sick, so that you have districts that are to the point where they cannot even go to in-person learning because there's not enough staff.
Correct.
Like, there are things that the government could be doing. Like you said, we lost a lot of the institutional knowledge that we built up. We're in month 22 of this thing, and the fact that we are still sometimes going back to the drawing board
yeah.
to address these spikes like we're seeing right now in Dane County and elsewhere around the country, it's just so disheartening, and it almost makes the burnout worse, because there's things that we know we could be doing,
but this is
and they're not being done.
Part of the Republican playbook, too, is,
right. They want
is,
us to be burned
is
out.
Learned helplessness.
Yeah.
And I say, no, I'm here. I'm going to keep fighting every single day. I'm going to keep organizing. I'm going to keep at it. You can't make me go away, and you can't make Luke go away. Like,
absolutely not.
This ain't happening.
And we won't make you go away either. You can give this fine show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Jesse filling in. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.